Shalom. Happy New Year and welcome to the Shofar Ministries program. My name is Dan with my lovely wife and very best friend, Sheila Crawford. And we always like to begin by reminding our listeners that all of our radio programs and newsletters are archived on shofarministries.net. A boat full of knowledge that we hope you will share with others. Now please join us in the prayer. Most generous Father and our El Shaddai, we worship and adore you. Thank you for sending your Son, and may he come soon to rule and reign over all the earth. And in your name we take authority and curse the root of all types of cancers and debilitating diseases in your fellow servants who are listening right now. We ask that you grant the petitions of the recent prayer requests that came to us over the holidays, while granting us your divine protection from all evil. And as always, we implore you to plow the soil of the hearts of our unsaved family so the seeds they receive take root. Abundantly bless our faithful supporters. Thank you for your many provisions as we pray that you are pleased with tonight's message. And I pray this in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, dear. And welcome, everyone, to 2016. We do have a quick announcement to make. We are going to take just a few weeks off for a short sabbatical of 1 month. We are planning to be back on the air on February 9th. Hopefully, all refreshed and raring to go. But I must tell you, we are experiencing some financial difficulties. If there is any way you can financially support this ministry, we will be very grateful. And by the way, you will still receive news updates if you are on our mailing list.
And you can be one by sending us an email that you want to be added to, Sheila@shofarministries.net. Well, I know you're going to share some of that great information from last Friday's assembly at Chester Christian, an overview of 2015, and also what to expect in 2016.
Oh, well, you mean besides Jesus?
Yeah, wouldn't that be great, wouldn't it?
Uh-huh.
But first, any recent news over the last week?
Well, of course, lots of it. Over the last few months, I have been reporting on the many killings in Israel and by knifings and some missiles a few weeks ago. And now last Friday, a gunman opened fire in Tel Aviv, killing 2 and injuring 8, and then fled the scene quickly, and he's still not been found. Some kind of terrorism occurs daily now in Israel, every day, with more threats coming from Hezbollah and Hamas to step it up.
And no doubt they will.
Yes, and in fact, on Sunday, by remote control, Hezbollah exploded a roadside bomb at the base of Mount Hermon. Thank goodness, no injuries. But in response to the attack, the IDF bombed Hezbollah targets in South Lebanon, and then Hezbollah fired anti-tank weapons at the IDF forces, who then responded back with their own tank fire. So, wow, it just goes on and on. But there's also much trouble escalating right now between Iran and Saudi Arabia. I'm sure you've seen it on the news, as some Shiites have burned the Saudi Arabian embassy in Iran in retaliation for the recent beheadings and the execution of a prominent Iranian Shiite cleric in Saudi Arabia because he was making verbal accusations of the Saudi government, and that's a no-no. Saudi Arabia is also still pretty mad that Assad is still in power in Syria and therefore taking out their frustrations on Syria's ally, namely Iran. But here in the United States, besides the protesting ranchers in Oregon and all the flooding, tornadoes, fires, and earthquakes, we still have another year of Obama, which will prove, in my mind, to be the worst of times for America in all history.
Yep. Yeah, I believe that.
Oh, sad to say, but before I tell you what he's recently done, let's look at just some of the damage that he's done in 2015. There is a lot, so we'll look at the more important ones even though what we think are less severe are still all part of his bigger strategy. And he intends to follow through with all his goals this year.
Yeah, we don't have nearly enough time for that. But remember, he's a puppet and his strings are being pulled by the elite who run this world.
And they must take down America to achieve its global goals. Yeah. And don't forget, by the way, in Jeremiah 30:11, it does say that we are going down. And yes, it is very sad to see it crumble right before our very eyes. And yet, I think of Jesus when he wept over Jerusalem. He knew what was coming, and yet knew it had to be. And that's where we are in these last days. Bittersweet.
Like the scroll that John ate in Revelation 10.
Yes. Well, let me see. Last year, I guess the worst one is Obamacare. It really took off last year, and it's a disaster. But what we,
Yeah, the reason he wants it
is to get all our health records, and then he's going to use them to deny and confiscate guns from anyone who could be deemed unfit or has ever seen a psychiatrist or even taken any medication for psychiatry ailments. For it does classify one as having mental health issues. And this data will be included on all background checks, according to what he said today. And by the way, psychiatric patients, they're really already on the no-gun list. But Obama wants to make it more severe to include anyone at all who has ever visited a mental health doctor. So, you might have heard this morning he gave his overall points to his new licensing restrictions, and he's going to elaborate more on this Thursday at 8 p.m. at a town hall meeting, I think in Virginia, and it's going to be aired live on CNN in case you want more information on this.
Yeah, it's a chip away.
Yes.
All of our civil rights to implement a national gun registry. It's an attack on the Second Amendment is what it is.
Right. So when the times come to confiscate all weapons, the government will know everyone who has them because of this registry. So anyway, on we go. SCOTUS, which stands for the Supreme Court of the United States, also last year. By the way, it's packed with more liberals. And two of them were appointed by Obama. But anyway, last year passed, as you know, the Gay Marriage Act. And it's proving, as expected, to be a very slippery slope. And, of course, now we're having transgender bathrooms. It's mandatory in Washington. And it's supposed to be including soon the YMCA locker rooms. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
And we can get arrested for hate crimes if we say anything against it.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the rainbow lights shining in the White House?
Oh, yes. Mm. Boy, but that was really a slap in God's face.
Yes, it was.
Just awful. And also in 2015, we picked up speed on terrorism, false flags, and there's more coming. And by the way, lots of news articles are stating lately that Washington and Saudi Arabia created ISIS to help remove Assad. Look it up yourself. Do your own homework. But he's also promoting and done a lot of promotion of racial tensions just with his verbiage. And, of course, we know that's scriptural. In Matthew 24, where it says nations against nations, in the Greek, that's ethnos against ethnos. And that's just ethnics. And that's what we're seeing as well. Again, this stuff is predicted in the Bible.
Yeah, way more debt.
Oh, yeah, and it can never be paid off. Oh, but don't worry. The Antichrist will come and cancel all debts, and that's just going to make everyone feel so good. And that could also confirm a Jubilee year, actually, if you want to read Leviticus 25.
And the worst is the destruction of our military.
Isn't that sad?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of corruption in the Veterans Administration, and no one's doing anything to fix it. And then, of course, we know economic gloom is coming. More regulations to small businesses.
Yep.
And the Dow is dropping. And President Obama wants to permanently change our society. I believe this with my heart. to a predominantly Muslim nation. And that brings us up to about 2016 right now today. And the refugees, by the way, that he wants to let in and is letting in. And, of course, we know that they bring in false gods, where even God in Deuteronomy 7, if you read that, God told Israel not to intermix with other faiths because they would pull them down into false god worship. And definitely not to make a covenant with them, which Israel will do again as they have in the past. Remember in 1993 with the terrorist Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. And what did that accomplish?
Nothing, but more lost, and there's still terrorism.
Yeah, more lost land. Just a new leader, okay, Abbas. And by the way, I think this is kind of interesting. There was some headlines on December 21st in the European Union Times. It's a pretty prominent newspaper. Why don't you read those headlines?
Obama enslaves America to the Muslim world forever.
Yeah, that's what the EU Times said. And they're right. There was another sneaky bill tucked into the recent omnibus bill, which, by the way, if you don't know what that is, it just means a package deal. They put in a lot of pork and a lot of other things. So you have to vote on the whole thing or no thing. And this bill was like over 2,000 pages.
2,242 pages, to be
yes,
exact.
Yes, if you want to get specific. Obama repealed a bill called FIRPTA, and this was from 1980. And I'll just make it easy for you. It just makes it very attractive to Muslim countries to buy up American lands, and they can do it now without any financial tax repercussions. And all Europe knows that Saudi Arabia and others will now be buying up farmlands, and they're going to be growing food to transport to Muslim countries, and as well building hundreds of more mosques.
So all of Europe knows, and we don't.
I know. Uh-huh. I haven't heard any media here reporting on this. And, you know, if you think you can protest it, think again.
Right.
Because then you're actually branded a patriot to be included on the Terror Watch database, and another executive order of a gun law is aimed at people like that to be disarmed for failing to cooperate with the government.
Yeah, patriot used to be a good thing.
I know.
And you...
Still a good thing.
Yeah, and you have more there, don't you?
Oh, I do. In the final hours of 2015, the Obama administration has quietly also proposed a host of rule changes that puts more daggers in the hearts of thousands of American workers. These new rules make it easier for employers to hire and retain foreign workers who have not yet received their green cards or their lawful protected resident status. So foreigners who apply unsuccessfully for a green card can now enter the workforce with a temporary work permit. The proposed changes, all 181 pages of them, showed up in the Federal Register on New Year's Eve. Buried on page 113 of the document is a provision that says aliens who have even just properly filed for applications for either asylum or withholding of deportation will now automatically be eligible to receive a work permit. In other words, you just show up the border, file for asylum, and you can get a work permit, including your spouse and children, without even having to meet asylum criteria.
So just for filling out the application?
Right.
No.
Yeah. And now here's the real kicker. Alternative News reports that Obama has smuggled in approximately 100,000 refugees already last year, and they're doing it on UPS planes. Don't have time to go into this, but Google it. It's out there, and it's on YouTube as well.
It just keeps going on and on and on.
Right. Hold on to your hats. But I can't stress it enough. Always remember that God knows all about it and is allowing this because it's a stage to be set for the final act.
Yep. Rejoice that you are saved by the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
And I know that's sometimes hard to do.
I know, but thank goodness. Oh, and one last piece of news, and it's about the Pope, that remember that historic 2015 treaty between him and the PA leader Abbas? Well, now it's official, now in effect, which secures the rights and privileges of the Catholic Church on Palestinian territories in Jerusalem. Now, that's in exchange for brokering a two-state solution. The Pope is going to do that, as well as giving more weight to Palestine's political stance in the world. It is also said to include safeguarding the holy sites, equally important for all three Abrahamic religions. And the Pope has been making very nice with many Jewish rabbis as well, who are, many of them, embracing Pope Francis. And in fact, the Pope's best friend is a Jewish rabbi, and his name is Rabbi Skorka, and he's from Argentina as well, who heavily supports, listen to this, homosexual unions. And he does stay with the Pope in the Vatican's private guest house frequently.
Makes you wonder.
Did you catch the Pope's Christmas message where he said that by next Christmas, the world will be unrecognizable? What does he mean by that?
And didn't the Queen say something very similar?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. In fact, I think it was on yournewswire.com. The Queen, when speaking just to her servants, she said, "I hope you enjoy your final Christmas." And I apparently expressed some pretty dark fears, saying that malevolent forces are stalking across Europe, gaining ground every day. You know, the royal family is part of the global elite that certainly know something that we don't.
And unfortunately, that always will be.
So 2016 is going to prove to be quite remarkable.
Yes, it could and will. All right, now. All right, then. You can send your end time questions by email to Sheila@shofarministries.net or call the office and leave your detailed message to 440-834-9006. Also, by mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. Your love offerings are still very much needed and greatly appreciated, and automatically put you on our mailing list for any updates and biblical teachings. You can also donate on our webpage, shofarministries.net, where all the past radio and teaching newsletters are archived for your added learning. And the first Friday of every month, Shofar Assembly gathers for worship and a timely Bible study. So make an effort to join us at Chester Christian Center, 11815 Chillicothe Road, that's Route 306 in Chesterland, Ohio. The next assembly will be on February 5th at 7 p.m. Also, we will be in Mentor next Thursday, the 14th. At Lakeshore Assembly of God, 8880 Lakeshore Boulevard at 7 p.m.
And our monthly daytime home fellowship on Thursday the 28th at 12:30 in Aurora. Just call the office for more details. Okay, so with all this yuck going on, we need to stay focused still on the bigger picture, saints. Use these days wisely and walk in wisdom. You know, Ephesians 5:15 says, "See that you walk circumspectly." And that means taking into consideration all possible circumstances, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. How can we utilize these situations in the best way? Like in saving a soul. These last days can be turned into opportunities to reach out and give the gospel. There are thousands of what they term Christian denominations out there, but everyone still needs a personal encounter with the real Jesus, not another Jesus who is different from the biblical Jesus. You know, even Mormons and Jehovah's Witnesses claim to be Christian because they admit to him being here, but deny the Trinity. that Jesus is God. And as he did say in John's Gospel chapter 10, I and my Father are one, and you can't get to the Father but through me in John 14. And as we have spoken of often, Catholics believe they have to finish paying for their sins in purgatory, and that Jesus didn't do it all on the cross. That's not the biblical Jesus, where he even cried out at his death, it is finished. Tetelestai in Greek, meaning the debt is fully paid. So be sure you serve the right Jesus, because a kingdom is coming that he will rule and reign over, and we will be his queen. If you serve the real biblical Jesus, you know, Paul told the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians 11, actually, he was scolding them for not taking a stand against heretical teaching. And if given a different gospel, he said, you might just well put up with it. And boy, is that prevalent today. Or I hear, well, it's better than nothing, or it's a start. No, it's not better than nothing. At least with nothing, they might be open to hearing the truth and not be deceived into thinking all is well with their soul. I'm talking from experience. And I know some of you can relate to that as well. I do think of the coming kingdom a lot. I long for it, and that's what we should all be desiring. You know, in the outline for prayer that Jesus gave us in Matthew 6, after praising his name, we are to pray for the kingdom to come. It's the very first petition, and there are many scriptures throughout his word that pertain to this literal future kingdom. The longest section is probably in Isaiah 65, verses 17 through 23. I'm going to have to move quickly, so I'll just summarize. But basically it says, behold, he's going to create a new heaven and a new earth, and the former, speaking of bad things, shall not be remembered in this kingdom or come to mind, but you will be glad and rejoice forever in what he creates. The voice of weeping shall no longer be heard in her, nor the voice of crying. No more shall an infant from there live just a few days, nor an old man who has not fulfilled his days, and he can live as old as a tree, probably like Adam and Eve. For if one dies at 100, because they practice sin, they will be considered a child. And they shall build their own houses and inhabit them. They shall plant their own vineyards and eat their own fruit, and not work for another, and totally enjoy the work of their own hands, not laboring in vain. Nor will they bring forth children in trouble. That's one wonderful, no troubling kids. And the wolf will lie down with the lamb, for they shall be the descendants of the blessed of the Lord and their offspring with them. Oh my gosh, it's going to be so wonderful. He's talking of those, of course, who will still be human in the next kingdom, because we will already have resurrected bodies, and we won't be able to sin, praise God. But there'll be tribulation saints who make it through the tribulation, and the 144,000 Jews will repopulate the earth. And by the end of the 1,000 years, there's going to be a lot of people. Then Satan will be loose for a short time to make his last attempt at making man fall. Man will have a choice once again who to follow. And then the judgment of all the righteous from Adam will be judged at the great white throne judgment. It's coming, folks. I'm excited about it. And I just want to say, I've got to close out, but till next time, Sha'alu Shalom, Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, because those who love her shall prosper. Remember, we're off for a few weeks. See you back on February 9th. And also, I'll be at Lakeshore Assembly of God in Mentor on January 14th. Be blessed.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.